Well, as you know, this is Mother's Day today, and it's the day that we celebrate and we think about families and we think about children and we think about parents and those things. And sometimes the thoughts are not always happy thoughts. Sometimes they're emotional thoughts. But the Lord spoke to me this morning and said, this is a word for us today, that he will restore the years that the locust has eaten.
Thank you, Lord. We just accept that. Michelle.
Wow, praise God, because through that song we were singing about sing to every generation, the word that dropped in my heart was that we all have, most of us have, a child that's not saved, yes? And the word I had from the Lord was prophesy. Prophesy over your sons and daughters. Prophesy over your grandchildren. Prophesy over the generations that haven't been born yet. But speak out the words of life over all our children. And then we can stand in faith no matter what we see, that the Lord is faithful.
Amen. Thank you. Come on, Jolly. Oh,
good morning. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Mother's Day. I just want to recognize all the mothers out here and, give thanks to the mothers. And they're just conquerors. All the mothers are just, they just conquer, and they're so strong. I just see nothing but strength in mothers. And I just wanted to share this scripture in regard to that. All honor to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for it is by his boundless mercy that God has given us the privilege of being born again. Now we live with a wonderful expectation because Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. For God has reserved a priceless inheritance for his children. It is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And God, in his mighty power, will protect you until you receive this salvation. Because you are trusting him, it will be revealed on the last day for all to see. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though it is necessary to endure many trials for a while. So be truly glad and praise Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Elizabeth. Woohoo.
I believe the Lord showed me a stained glass window, one sort of like what you'd see in one of those beautiful old churches. And I believe the Lord was saying that your life is like one of those stained glass windows, that he's constructing it, he's perfecting it, and he will continue to work in your life. And he's saying it's okay to give him your loneliness, your heartache, your heartbreak, anything, your grief, anything. He can use it, and he will create something beautiful out of all of that. And the most important thing is that when you come into the presence of God, when the light of Christ shines through that window, you will be something more glorious for the Christ, because you are reflecting what he has done in your life and what he's going to continue to do through your life. So don't be afraid to give God every piece, the broken bits, because he will use them for his glory and for your good.
Amen. Thanks, Eileen.
As I sat there, I looked around and I thought, what a mob of imperfect people we are. Not one of us is perfect. We've all got irritations. We try to stop doing something. Here I go, I've done it again. We irritate other people. But we're all here as one, worshipping our Almighty God. awesome is that? We are, with all our rubbing each other up the wrong way, we're still together, worshipping the one true God, who is the Almighty God, and who loves us despite our faults. You know, when I think of God, how awesome he is, what he's done, I don't understand why he's interested in my everyday things, the normal day-to-day little things. But he is. Why would he be interested in me at all? He's so far above me. But there we are. We all know that. And we are all grateful and we are all thankful for what God has done, what Jesus has done, and the Holy Spirit that lives in us. So we know that's our hope.
You're right, Janine. Beautiful. How good is this?
I love that picture of a stained glass window. I love stained glass. I have a couple of little bits in my house. And I look at it and I have a pantry door that's got a stained glass panel. I keep the pantry light on through the day because it shows the beauty of the glass. And the one up the hall, they can put the hall light on and it'll shine into the living area. But I thought when I heard that allegory that Jesus takes these broken pieces, puts them together, makes a beautiful pattern, but he is the light and he shines through us and we show the beauty of God as we go about. Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful, Jesus. We do. We recognize you as the light of the world. In Matthew 5, Jesus says this, Blessed are those who are poor in spirit. But just a little further down, he says, blessed are those who mourn. And right now, I just want to pray a blessing over those who mourn in this house. Being Mother's Day, some of us don't have our mothers anymore. As mothers,